Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
What do I do with all this?
Hoo-ha.
What do I do with all this? Ooh. Alice at 97.3. That's a lovely little song.
Sweet.
It's a sweet.
Sweet little record.
Little nothing song. Do-do-do. It's cute. Anyway, John Mara, there he is. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Marcus Osborne sitting in all week. What a wonderful job you've done this week. You're so easy.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. It's easy to come in and hang with the fam.
Always prepared, always lying to us.
Never!
I enjoy that. It's good. Making up different parts of stories just to...
Never.
Get delivering them in your news voice.
They're
so we're
all
just like,
what? Facts.
He definitely, definitely lied about banging Mama June. That's
yeah, he's not
or
doing
did
that.
I?
Yeah. He also... He also lied about women being bad drivers.
Well, that's
true.
That
one too. Yeah.
Hey, what did
there was like three, four things yesterday.
What did Tova say about Mike Coulter?
she didn't say anything. Oh, she said, "Who's that?"
Look him up.
Who that?
She knows who he is, though. Yeah. She just doesn't know his name.
He's super hot, though.
He's a big guy.
He is
sweetheart of a guy too.
Mm-hmm.
He has beautiful eyes. I like his face.
Oh, I didn't notice his eyes.
Oh, really?
Perfect skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect skin. Dude, his skin is smooth.
Oh, really? Tell me more. Tell me more about his skin.
Skin is smooth.
Smooth as what?
Smooth and chocolatey. Bald head.
Just like the finest leather, right? Like just like soft.
Corinthian?
Like that. Yeah, like fine
smooth
Corinthian.
Corinthian leather.
Yeah.
Slap a little lotion on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't be ashy.
No.
Smooth. Ain't no ash there.
Can't be ashy. 6'3", 6'4".
Oh, just he'll snuggle you right up to his chest,
yeah.
Marcus. What are you, 5'9"? 5'8"? 5'4"?
5'9".
Aw, you small.
5'4".
So he would just pull you in. Your head would be nestled between his magnificent pecs.
Or the other way around, buddy. You know, if I was going that way, why couldn't I be the big spoon?
You can't be. He's bigger than you.
Nah, that's not what determines it.
Besides, that's not spooning anyways. That's just hugging. Is he going to kneel to hug you so that he can put his head in your pecs? That's not happening.
No, I could stand up on a ladder or something.
On a crate or something?
Yeah. Or we could lay down.
Tom Cruise style?
We could lay down.
Oh, we're all the same height laying down.
In all the right places, baby. Oh, yeah.
Belly button. Action. That's nice. That's good. God, he is beautiful. All right. Well, that's enough of that.
If I were into, you know, guys, that would be.
It's nice that you allow yourself to go there mentally.
I mean, whatever.
It's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's never going to happen, so I can entertain it all day long. Know what I want to occur. But I will entertain the thought of slick-skinned, chocolate mountain of a man gently stroking my head on top of my shoulders.
Yeah.
Just to be specific.
For no reason.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to run afoul of the FCC.
Yeah, no. God, no.
I use that term.
I wouldn't want to.
I've seen that go wrong with others.
415 says, Marcus is so awesome. Like, you guys have been doing this forever. And what a sexy voice.
Keep talking.
Now I'm like completely and totally self-conscious.
Hey, guys, let's let's listen to Amy Schumer be funny. Go ahead. That's good. That's a good one. So Amy Schumer is playing Sunday, October 21st at the Paramount Theater. That's going to be great.
I love that theater, too.
The tickets are available now at Ticketmaster or win a pair. Call us right now, 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 9. You get to talk to Hooman. God, it just keeps getting better.
Lucky.
800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets tickets for Amy Schumer. So we have a new parent company. We've talked a bit about this. I think people maybe, I don't know if it's general knowledge, common knowledge, that we're an intercom company. We were CBS for years, and now we're an intercom radio station. And they have a program called I'm Listening. It's like a multimedia, multi-platform initiative that they're doing to get people to talk about mental health issues and suicide prevention. And they are doing a national, this will be on every Entercom station at 7 a.m. on September 9th. It's a Sunday. This is like live streams on radio.com and here on each station, marking the start of National Suicide Prevention Week. And there are a bunch of stars who are going to be part of this conversation, musicians and celebrities connected to the cause. A couple of the guys from Pearl Jam, Mike McCready and Stone Gossard, Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer and 23-time gold medal winner, Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park, mm-hmm. Alicia Cara, Jared Leto, BB Rexha, Charlie Puth, Stone Temple Pilots. They don't list who from the band, but a couple of those guys. Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind, nice. And the list goes on and on. They're going to have some experts. There'll be some call-in stuff. But just to put it on your radar, you know, mark your calendar or tape it. I don't know if does radio.com allow you to do stuff on demand or only if it's become a podcast or.
You know, it probably becomes a podcast. Okay. And something huge like this.
Yeah,
they'll
repeat it.
Exactly.
Good
but,
for them, man.
You know, so
yeah.
I know.
Good
it's
for
good.
Them.
It's nice.
Well,
should
Intercom
talk about
is
it.
Like that. They.
They actually
they care.
Have, they
I
do
know.
Care, and they
I,
have all kinds of
I
like
don't
Green
them
Planet
out, but
Initiative,
Intercom cares.
The One Thing
yep.
program that they've got.
Yep. 800-273-TALK,
that's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline.
This is great. This is so good, particularly for men. I mean, guys need to be able to talk about these things. Mm.
You're saying the rates are so much higher for men.
Oh, yeah, and I'm really glad that it just seems over the past few years, and I don't even know what spurred this sort of movement, but it seems like over the past 4 or 5 years or so, mental health and mental fitness has really been spotlighted. I'm so glad that they are. Mm. And have there been a bunch of high-profile suicides? Yeah, there have been.
I feel like
there
actually
definitely
have been.
Have,
so
yeah.
It actually makes complete. You know, yeah. It's funny because people talk about, you know, celebrities and how much good they don't do. But unfortunately, when these things happen, when they kill themselves or whatever, it does spotlight certain issues. And it does, you do end up getting something, quote-unquote, positive out of it, like right. This type of awareness.
Right.
Well, we never hear the good things that people do. We hear the bad things.
Yeah.
I know. Well, that was why, you know, even though I hate Drake, I did that nice story about him yesterday because I hate that guy.
Well, that's 1 in 20, so good for you.
Yeah. I felt like, you know, like, look, I got to give the guy his
props.
Due.
Yeah. All right.
Danny Boyle, who is a director, he did Trainspotting, 28 Days Later, Slumdog Millionaire, which is a great movie. Actually, I love Trainspotting, too. 28 Days Later is a I saw that. I think it's an English movie. It's about
a zombie
thing, right?
Or zombie-ish. I guess they weren't necessarily supposed to be zombies. They were like people who were infected with some disease or something.
And then I think they did like 28 months later or
28 days later or something.
I don't even
like
know this.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw that. I try to watch all the zombie things, you know.
Absolutely, as you should.
So Danny Boyle, very famous director, well-respected, he just finished filming a new movie with Ed Sheeran. So the concept's a little out there.
Ed Sheeran's in it, so.
Yeah, but he's playing himself, and he's not the star, actually.
Okay.
But he allowed these people to follow him with cameras on tour to get the footage that they need for this movie.
Oh, that's cool.
So the concept of the movie is a singer-songwriter wakes up one day and realizes that he's the only person who remembers the Beatles. So it's out there to begin with. Like, you got to suspend a little disbelief here. So, of course, he uses that to his professional advantage. Sheeran is not the lead character. He plays himself, and he discovers this guy. He's like, wow, your music's amazing. Oh, you're just a great songwriter. And so he takes the guy out on tour with him. And, of course, the guy gets much bigger than Sheeran because of his Beatles music. So he's playing all these Beatles songs, and everyone's like, oh, my God, this guy's a genius. Sheeran says, they shot it around loads of my gigs, so it was a very intense 2 months. Mm. I was playing myself, so I don't think I was that bad. It wasn't much to mess up. The movie is due out a year from now, but they've just finished shooting it, and so I don't have a title or anything for it yet. But
he is going to, I mean, maybe he's not the star, but it sounds like he's going to have a major part in
sure.
it.
Sure. Well, yeah. He's the guy, you know, who takes this other dude on tour. And, you know, obviously there's going to be some concert footage. But how funny, can you imagine if, like, the world forgot any band, really, you know? Like, no one was like, hey, that sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. you know, I don't mind this song, the first 3 minutes of it, but man, could the end go on longer?
I feel like it can.
You feel like it could?
Yeah,
like,
it could definitely go on longer.
Really?
Because it feels so long already. I'm like, it just seems never ending.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes I fall asleep before the song's over, you know?
Yeah, well.
Hey, did you, I just got the winner, Hillary, congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
She's a huge fan.
Oh, good. I want fans to go see Amy Schumer.
Did you see, of Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, of Sarah, oh, well, thank you so much for listening.
I think she likes Amy, but not as much as you guys. Did you say the other cast in the film already?
I don't have a listing. Oh. What do you see?
So Lily James.
Oh, great.
Kate McKinnon.
Great. Love her.
And then you're not going to know the rest of the people. You know who I was hoping was going to be in was Arya. Since she's the
because
one.
Oh, of the whole, him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be in Game of Thrones.
I guess I'm the only person who didn't mind that Ed Sheeran was in Game of Thrones. Everybody else bitches about it.
Well, his part was so insignificant, it didn't really bother me, but it was a little weird.
It was weird because Arya, her character, simply would never have come near a group of men and they're what, the one band that isn't out raping and pillaging in the world?
And they
like just sitting around, let the redhead sing to them? Come on. That was the only thing, but I thought it was cute.
Really cool.
What a dumb song, too. Hands are warm.
That was like top 40 back in that day, though.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably like a huge. You know.
That was probably the song of the summer for that.
Well,
time.
Sure. The year before it was The Bear and the Maiden Fair.
Can we get the Drake remix of that song?
God's
Sorry,
plan.
Sarah.
God's hey, plan.
Do you love?
Are your hands warm? Can you gonna use them to touch me? My gold
the
hands.
The
they're
summer.
Really cold. God. Anyway, one more quick note about Ed Sheeran.
Yes, please. We need more.
I know. The other day, I know, let's get all up to date on Ed Sheeran, shall we?
I would love to know about Ed Sheeran.
I don't think it was yesterday, but I think it was the day before we had found out that he's already married.
Yeah.
Turns out maybe he isn't.
He just wears the ring.
Yeah,
he's
you know.
He's pranking us.
I'm not sure what he's doing. You know, he didn't really say. The guy said, when are you going to get married? And he held up the ring. And the guy's like, oh, congratulations. And he doesn't really say yes or no, we
That's
did that.
True.
He said, I don't really talk about my private life.
I don't blame him, though, man.
Well, like you
him.
Said, it opens the door. If you talk about it with one person, then suddenly everybody's going to start asking.
Plus, there's just some
deal.
Stuff you just...
It's a big deal.
That's,
just say,
you know,
yeah, we
well,
got married.
Yeah,
me
but,
and Cherry are married.
Or we didn't get married.
Yeah, I agree. He could just confirm it or deny it or whatever. But I don't blame those folks for not wanting to get too deep into their personal stuff.
Yeah. I blame them. Yeah. I say, if you're going to be a celebrity, you got to talk about everything. You rat bastard. Just open up. Come on. Let us in. We want to be like you. So he did fuel some marriage rumors because he drew attention to the ring on his hand. But they were spotted out on a... Oh, my God. Listen to this double date. Mm. So it's Ed Sheeran and his fiancée, Cherry Seaborn, out to dinner with Courtney Cox and her fiancée. Courtney Cox from Friends. What the F?
Interesting.
Oh, they know each other. Johnny McDade's I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Courtney?
Yeah, Courtney Cox's
But I've heard that name. I don't know.
They went to Giorgio Baldi in Los Angeles. Is that good? Hooman?
Never heard of that.
I mean, Hooman would know.
Yeah.
Giorgio Baldi?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a restaurant. Okay.
Giorgio Baldi?
Giorgio. Yeah. Maybe it's Baldi. Giorgio Baldi.
I might have eaten there.
Of course you have.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
my
on.
Buddy owns it. Just say it. My buddy owns it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My buddy owns that place.
Hold on. Let me just look this up real
please
quick.
Please do. Oh, my God.
What's
and
on
we
the menu,
need to know.
Oh, it's in Santa Monica? Yeah, I've been there.
What'd you have? What'd you eat?
So this is a long time ago. So when Olive first came out and people were, like, we were trying to do
people were excited about it?
Yeah, people were excited about it. there was a celebrity whose, like, right-hand man was really interested in talking about it, so he met up with me.
Who?
Well,
just say it, for God's sake.
It's
he just said
ago.
You got to open up
it was,
about stuff.
Yeah, it's Jack Nicholson's right-hand guy.
Oh,
nice.
So we met up at this place. But I haven't seen her talk to him since. So there it is.
Well, can't win them all.
So at this double date that they were on, everyone, of course, had just heard the news that they are actually married, which turns out maybe isn't true. She just had the diamond ring on. She did not have a band on. He had the same silver ring he's been wearing for months. And he had actually said earlier, I don't see why a man can't also wear an engagement ring. And it's silver, so I don't know why they switch into gold once they...
Or platinum. Right? Mm.
He wore a Hawaiian-style shirt with black pants.
Oh, God.
And she wore a floral dress with sneakers. Anyway, so we don't... We just don't know if they're married or not. And really, honestly, even whether they are or not, it's not going to change anything about your day today. So just relax about it. It's going to be okay. Hey, A Quiet Place.
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just recently, finally, watched that movie.
Pretty good.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, pretty good.
I thought it was absolutely great. And my favorite part of it is the final 30 seconds where she just, I am going to live. And they're making a sequel, looks like.
Without John?
Well, like maybe he'll write it and direct
it. Oh,
did
you guys just give something away?
Don't say any more about it.
What happened to John?
He's fine.
Is he? Is he doing okay?
He's totally fine. He's going to direct the next one.
Really? Are we trying? Are we really trying to like not spoil
it? We're not going to. We don't want to spoil it. Many people haven't seen it.
You guys,
this
movie's like a year old.
But don't worry.
I don't feel bad for those people.
No, don't do it. Star Wars. I feel like you know it's been 40 years. Like you can spoil that. But
what's the length of time
you should never
get?
Here it is. It's come down to this.
What?
You should never reveal major plot details about anything.
That's ridiculous.
You got to try.
I feel
you
like,
gotta,
folks,
you
get like
try.
You get like a just a little bit of time.
You got to try.
And then
you got to try
after the movie.
Don't argue it. You got to try.
The
you got to try
after the movie's out of the theaters.
Don't do it.
Well, Sarah gets to make all the rules. That,
just you got to try.
Because it's her show.
Yeah, it's my show. What's funny about that?
I never feel bad for
it. I forgot it was my show.
You know why? Because I
just try.
At this point, it's exhausting to try to keep stuff from people. You can't have a conversation about anything anymore. Because
you can talk about the weather, or the mail delivery service.
Well, you don't want to. You know what? Nobody ever cries about spoiling the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Because
exactly. I don't know what that meant just now, but it sounded perfect to
say.
Good point, Marcus. It was a great analogy just now.
I went, huh?
I mean, whatever. The upcoming sequel has been given a release date. It is on, and it's happening May 15th, 2020.
I have a question about the movie.
This is going to end badly.
I have a question.
What?
Do they kill the bad guys in A Quiet Place? What happens to the bad guys? The monsters?
It's so clever what happens to them.
Go ahead, Marcus.
There's a discovery.
Nothing really.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Not during that movie.
Yeah, I mean, no.
But something gets discovered. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what gets discovered. I just said we're not going to give away any major plot points. I shouldn't have even said something got discovered. It's amazing. It's a great movie.
It's really good.
It's really, really well done.
Really good.
I thought it was super clever. It's real. It is very scary. There are some. Actually, the scariest thing for me was the guys are walking through the forest. And there's like this old dude just standing there. And I was like, ah! I'm like, oh, it's just a guy. It's just a dude. Oh my God, thank God.
What's the old dude do?
He wasn't like a tree.
Actually, the old dude, I remember that part. He was
singing. Don't say what he does.
He hit us with this Drake song.
Oh, you were going to say he sings the. He's Ed Sheeran. It's Ed Sheeran, really old, singing a stupid song about cold hands and warm hands. No, there's
that's
no Drake. There's no Drake. There's no music in this movie. That's the thing that's crazy about this movie is that there is. It's very, very, very quiet.
It is.
It's so good though.
And you know what? It's actually distractingly quiet.
Coffin they build. It's crazy.
Because it's so quiet.
You anything, can't eat your popcorn.
Yeah. Anything anybody does in there is a distraction.
I'm just trying to open my Twizzlers. I'm sorry, everyone. Let's
Red
all take 30 seconds
not
right
Twizzlers.
Now and just
Red
open up
vines.
Our stuff.
Why?
Whatever.
Oh my God, you chew so loud.
I know. You ever like be disturbing yourself with your chewing of your
all
popcorn?
All the time.
Like, you do?
Or cereal. I don't eat much bunch of popcorn, but cereal or crunchy stuff.
I do feel bad like if I'm sitting at the table eating cereal and there's someone like trying to read at the table or doing their, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I know this is probably pretty loud.
But I'm gonna keep chewing and
sitting
right
next to
you. Well,
I'm eating my breakfast. You can leave. I'm at the table.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Quiet Place. Getting it. We have a date.
Good flick.
May of 2020. I enjoyed it too. Tom Cruise's Top Gun sequel has been pushed back a full year.
Oh, no.
They should just push it back to forever.
Why?
And just not make it.
Yeah.
That'd be trash.
Val Kilmer has nothing going on. He needs this.
He needs this. A lot of these guys need this. Top Gun Maverick. It's been pushed back 1 year.
Is it going to be a prequel or a sequel?
Sequel.
It's got to be a sequel, right?
I mean, it could be a prequel.
He's the flight instructor now.
None of the guys could be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would probably make it a good movie.
Maybe. Originally, the movie was going to come out about a year from now, July of 2019, but now it looks like June of 2020.
Huh, I wonder why.
Complex flight sequences.
No.
Producers want extra time to make the film great again.
That's what they said?
Oof. Top Gun Maverick. Miles Teller, Glenn Powell, Jennifer Connelly, Val Kilmer, who is coming back as Iceman. They're probably like instructors now at the Academy. I don't know where they are. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Or mentors somewhere.
Yeah.
Are they going to have that dude with the mustache who was in Cheers in it again?
Oh, I love that guy.
Norm?
No. He's kind of a short guy, older guy.
I don't know.
Great mustache.
Yeah, you do. He was a guest model.
What about that?
What is he talking about? He was in Cheers?
He was in Cheers.
His name, Tom Skerritt.
He wasn't in Cheers?
Pull his
picture
up. Cheers.
What was he in Cheers?
Yeah, what was he in Cheers?
Tom Skerritt was an alien. That's
Yeah, Carla's young son. Yeah. I don't know who he is.
Who was he in Cheers, Hooman?
I'll tell you in a sec.
All right.
Oh,
cool.
I do know that guy. He was in Cheers?
I don't ever remember him in Cheers, but
he's a character actor
so
who is absolutely recognizable.
He played Evan Drake in Cheers.
Oh, yes.
Right. It's weird when you guys question me.
Who's that?
Question anything I say.
Because Evan Drake, I believe, was the guy that Kirstie Alley was really into.
I thought she was into Robin somebody.
That too.
Robin, but then...
But the other guy, yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome.
He's my kind of man.
You're amazing, Hooman. I don't know how you do it.
What did the old man do in a quiet place? I want to know that right now.
I think you're going to need to watch it.
Go ahead, Marcus.
He broke out a bunch of Kanye West songs. It was one of the great moments in film history.
Brittany, you saw that, right?
I have not, no.
Oh, God, you got to see that. So good.
I haven't.
Yeah.
That was Rudy and Tommy.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one.
The big boy.
You didn't see it either, did you?
I did not.
Yeah, that's good.
I did not.
I did not see it.
Oh, hi, Mark. Do I have time?
Not really.
You're right.
Did we get the stories there?
We did.
We did Tom Cruise, The Quiet Place, Ed Sheeran, and
we talked about the intercom thing.
Nice.
What's coming up in the news?
Oh boy, an update on that woman.
Oh boy. Nip Spiffy.
Yeah. We have an update on the woman who was at the door ringing the doorbell. Yeah, got an update on her.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Marcus Osborne has been sitting in with us all week. And we just had the funniest, most random conversation off air. It's just, I mean, we covered a lot of ground.
Was it about the old man in a quiet place?
First of all, no, we didn't talk about that. We were just talking about this black chick that was on Survivor and how great her skin was. Because we were talking about Mike Coulter before that. Yep. And before that, we were talking about bagels.
Yeah.
And
cream cheese.
His feelings on cream cheese.
Yeah, I don't like
before that,
stuff.
We were talking about kids going off to college and decisions that you make.
Yep.
And probably other stuff, too, because we've been talking the whole break. Like, I feel like that was pretty recent.
Well, in this studio B,
yeah.
We were watching Cheers.
Oh!
We were watching Tom Skerritt
Making
Cheers.
Your way in the world
and then I watched
Kiss
the episode.
Everything you got.
You know the words.
Taking a break from all your worries.
Sure would need a lot.
And then we watched Cliff.
Isn't it time?
Cliff Clavin was on an episode of Jeopardy. We watched that.
Well, because he knows everything, right? Well, so he thinks.
Cliffy Clavin?
Yeah.
Oh. That was the episode of Cheers that he was on?
Well, that and Rebecca, you know.
We watched a bunch of different random Becky, scenes. Yeah.
Did you know that Rebecca, what's her name, Kirstie Alley, is on the English version of Celebrity Big Brother right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I have bagel in my mouth, but
I don't know why that disappoints me, but...
Really?
Yeah, well, I had this thing for a long time that I wanted to be Kirstie Alley because I loved her so much. She's funny and beautiful and doesn't take herself seriously.
Yeah, she's very, like, brash.
Like, anytime I had to fill something out, I'd
remember
be like...
Remember that reality show she had, Fat Actress? Or maybe it wasn't like...
Ooh, yes, I do.
She was great on that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a fun show.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. So you just loved her. And so this is a letdown because you hate Big Brother. And now she's, oh, my God.
She needs the money. She needs the money. I get it.
Look up her net worth. I bet she doesn't need the money. She needs the relevance.
What do you think she's worth?
I think that she is worth
$25
million.
No.
I will go $17 million.
No.
Anybody else want to guess?
She was on Cheers, dude.
Yeah, Cheers. And she made those Look Who's Talking movies.
Okay. I was going to go way less than that. Let me see. Net worth.
Anybody else want to guess? Guess.
And she's been in the business for a long time.
Oh, snap. Okay, what do you say again?
I said 25 mil.
What do you say?
17 mil.
And I actually feel like I'm going kind of low.
30 million.
Oh!
Boom!
She doesn't need the money. She just wants to be famous.
She wants to be out there.
To keep on being relevant.
How old is she now? Is she 60?
Oh.
Definitely. Don't you think?
Oh, I don't know. Late 50s at least. I would think.
57 at the least.
All right, let's look it up. I bet you're right.
It is.
Oh!
67.
No!
Get out of here!
Way.
Wow.
Oh my God! That's incredible. I think she looks good.
It's all good.
Yeah,
she
looks beautiful.
She's
just
still gorgeous.
A few years ago, she dropped a bunch of weight and she went on like Oprah and took off her clothes. She had a bikini on. I mean, she actually had like a little side cover up, you know? She wasn't showing everything.
Get this butt. There we go.
Okay, let's hit your new sounder. Oh, that is not
news. The Radio
Let's make that the
report.
News sounder.
Yeah. That's the smooth news with Marcus.
All right, update, everybody. We talked about the woman who looked like she was in distress yesterday in Texas.
She rang a doorbell, a Ring doorbell, so that she was captured on video, and it looked like she was barely dressed and looked like she had a broken-off handcuff and some kind of straight bar restraint.
Almost like shackles.
Yeah, she was partially dressed. She briefly appeared in security camera footage approaching a home in a suburban Houston subdivision with what appeared to be broken restraints dangling from her wrists has been found.
And,
safe.
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
She's 32 years old.
She was in distress. Someone had her.
Yes.
Oh,
she was
God.
The girlfriend of a man who died of self-inflicted gunshot wounds. And it's been confirmed to be the person in the security video footage. And there's a picture of her again.
So
the
he
video
had her tied up and then shot himself? So she was going to starve to death?
They're not giving out a bunch of details. But they say that obviously the video was widely shared online. And her identity is not being released because she is the victim of family domestic violence. The office said in a statement, the police department said in a statement, without releasing further information about the woman. But local media said she is from the Dallas area and is now with her relatives there.
Oh, wow. So the guy, did the guy kill himself after she escaped?
I'm guessing.
I would think so.
I'm guessing.
Like knew he was, the jig was up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That movie's coming at some point soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be
at least
snapped.
On the ID channel or whatever.
This is a local story, and there aren't many details, but apparently a young man died last night in a BART bathroom.
How? Boy, people are just dropping.
BART is getting it left and right.
Oh, boy.
This is the Bayfair station.
This
is actually my station, the Bayfair station in San Leandro, and the station is closed until it was closed. It's been reopened.
Did you take
part
this morning?
No, I drove.
Oh, okay.
Officers entered the restroom and found a man unconscious with drug paraphernalia in the room.
Oh, bummer.
Paramedics performed CPR, but the man was pronounced dead at the station.
Yeah, you know, that's what's sadder than dying in a BART bathroom of drugs?
Pretty bad.
That's pretty gross.
Dying in a BART bathroom with drugs and not ever having listened to one Drake song is awful.
How do you know he never listened to a Drake song?
It says it right here.
Oh, my God. Fake news.
No, it's real. He says right here. There was a note attached to the man, and he said, please forgive me. I never heard.
Okay, thank you.
Stop it.
This is moving me.
Will you stop crying?
My God.
Oh, my God.
Was it the bagel?
It was. He's so moved by that. He was
so hungry.
You, I never heard anyone freak out over a bagel.
Dude, that bagel was so damn good.
He starts weeping.
It was soft.
But chewy.
But super
toasted.
Chewy.
Was organic.
But not over toasted.
Uh-huh. Plain.
It was perfect. Perfect.
Good.
That's why you're weeping.
Yeah. A lot of cream cheese on it.
Too much cream cheese.
Looked too much, but I went, the finger route and just kind of
spread
frosting it.
It
was pretty good.
Yeah, it was frosting style for sure.
And I did butter for myself.
Butter would be good. I don't usually like creamy white stuff in my mouth, but that that was pretty good. All right,
can we get a test on this?
Yeah, let's get top five physical attributes cheaters want in a mistress, everybody. Are we ready for this?
Here's what we're looking for in a mistress. Let's see.
Hang on.
Mute.
Hang, mute.
No fingers, so she can't get on social media.
Both wrong.
Oh, I'm going to say they like kinky stuff.
No.
Huge breasts.
Well, I'd say curves is what they are calling it. Number two, curves. 41% want the curves.
That's me going around curves. That's not supposed to be.
This is
funny.
A trip.
Right.
Number
no kids,
three.
No kids. No husband.
Number three, a slim figure.
Curves.
Wait,
and
you
can
have
you can't
slim
have both.
And.
Can't have them both.
Yeah.
Can't have everything.
I mean, you can.
You can get Kim Kardashian.
Hey.
Yeah, you kind of can. Right? There you go, Yuzette.
Yuzi, shut up.
35% want the slim figure.
I'm thick.
34% want pretty eyes.
They do.
These are the top five physical attributes cheaters want in a mistress. Number five, height. 31% said it's important to have a mistress who's tall. But 27% said being petite is important.
Oh, I'm a little shorty.
Shoddy. All right. I missed a couple of these. The number.
No baseball bat?
No baseball bat. But
windows, knock the windows out your car.
How about my gun?
Oh, goodness.
No, thanks.
This is a good one. They prefer that their mistress be toothless. That's also.
Oh, my God.
Not being my wife
again,
is the other one.
I'm gonna say no more fake news.
This is all real, dude. This is all
I
their list.
I don't believe anything you're saying anymore.
This is all their list.
I want her to have been curb stomped, real quick, and then any fragments ripped out. I don't need any fragments. That's for sure.
You want the number one reason?
Yeah.
Long hair.
Oh, long hair.
42% say that is the most important thing.
Well, they want a hot mistress. Surprise.
The survey also asked personality traits are most important in a mistress. The top answers were sense of humor, kindness.
Well, they want you guys like when we laugh at what you say.
Right.
No, I actually like funny women.
Yeah, but you want them to laugh at your stuff, too. You want to feel like you're...
But that doesn't mean as much to me as it does some other people. My ego is not that fragile.
Enthralled.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me another one.
So that would drive me crazy.
You're so funny.
Ugh. Ugh.
Do me now.
He pulled on your pants.
Like that.
That part's not
that
funny,
guys.
That part's not that funny.
That was fake news.
Yeah. Also, other personality traits that the men like in their mistresses. Being adventurous.
Oh. I do like to take a chance. I forgot my sexy voice is that one.
Having a youthfulness about them.
Oh, right. Oh, that's that seems inappropriate.
And being a reliable person.
Oh, my God. A reliable person. This is so funny.
You're going to meet me at the hotel, right?
Right. You're gonna. I can count on you to be there, right? Because I'm paying for that room.
Right. John McCain.
Yes, passed away.
Passed away a few days ago. His services were held.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. The late John McCain's wife, Cindy, walked up to the flag-draped casket holding her husband's body Wednesday at the Arizona Capitol and patted it, then leaned over and kissed it. Mm-hmm. The rest of his children then filed past the casket and touched it, including his sons in uniform and daughter Meghan McCain, who was weeping. The private service at the Arizona Capitol marked the first appearance of McCain's family members since the senator died Saturday of brain cancer. By the time the service ended and the rotunda was cleared, at least 100 people had already gathered outside to wait for the public viewing. They took shelters from the hot sun under tents erected by security teams while volunteers filled coolers with ice and water bottles. It feels like you're losing part of your family. As much as he did, this came from Chastity Pullen, who is just a person who was in line that day.
Wow.
It's a
surprisingly large loss. Like, I really did feel like he was a voice of reason, the only voice of reason of late on that side of the aisle.
Big personality.
I believe that he might well have been our president if he hadn't picked Sarah Palin.
Very possible.
She was his downfall for sure. I mean, he was a good man.
Yeah.
And one of the few Republicans that I really feel like was a true moderate and was a sensible person.
He actually said that he regretted having Sarah Palin as a running mate.
Well, of course he did.
Of course he did.
And she's a nut
he
job.
He said it was a mistake.
And he also, that's like the gift that keeps on not giving. Like he has given, he brought her into the public spotlight and that whole goddamn family is like all over my, I'm like, get away.
It's a blemish.
You horrible people. Go back to Alaska and get frostbite and crawl in an igloo and just never come back out.
Yes, people were reportedly upset and dismayed when Senator McCain jumped up out of his casket and said, surprise, bitches.
That's not funny. Not funny.
And on top of that.
And did they change his clothes for the second day of the viewing?
No, but
Aretha style?
We did get a word from Cindy McCain who said that's just John being John. So.
That's too soon. Too soon.
It's never too soon.
Yeah.
It's never too soon.
It's too soon.
Never too soon. All right.
I just had a total vision of like, you know, because Aretha Franklin also passed away and we were talking about her earlier because they actually changed her clothes and her casket from one day to the next.
I will never get over that.
You guys are ridiculous.
And
come
then
on.
He was saying, you know, that John McCain jumped up and I was thinking like they were playing Aretha music and one of her little feet was tapping. She just couldn't help it.
Oh, but that's not too soon.
Well, that's just sweet. That's not weird. Oh. Like he sits up and.
No, know. Because he was pranking everybody.
All right.
You guys, man.
No, you.
You.
Sarah, this is something that'll make you happy. People getting lots of money.
Oh, I love when people get lots of money.
Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, has signed a 4-year, $134 million contract extension.
Oh, damn, that's good. How much of it's guaranteed, does it say?
Gets better. It could be worth up to $180 million in total money with bonuses.
What? Oh.
The deal includes a record $103 million in guaranteed $3 million in guaranteed money, and it has an average annual value of $33 million, which makes him the highest paid player in the NFL.
Boy, that's
and
incredible.
And it's front loaded. He'll get $80 million of that by March.
Damn. That's, you know, good for him.
I cannot be mad at it.
The New York Post.
I hope
is,
he never gets CTE.
The New York Post is reporting. Danica Patrick celebrates Aaron Rodgers' monster contract.
Of course she does.
You think they're going to last? They seem pretty good together.
Dude, well, doesn't his family?
Athletes, but
doesn't his family hate him and they've like disowned him?
Olivia Wilde.
There's definitely
situation.
A rift.
Well,
I don't know.
Lots of people
of her.
Say that Danica's a beard.
What's that mean?
Oh, stop.
Oh, really?
Really? Stop it. What's I don't that buy that. I don't
I'm
buy
just
that.
Saying.
I buy it.
A lot of people
I don't
say
buy
that.
It.
I think it's true.
I don't know. But you know what? You're no celebrity unless people say you're gay.
Right. That's true.
Or you have some crazy disease or you have a drug problem.
Right.
So
or all three.
I guess that means, I guess that means Aaron Rodgers has officially made it as a mainstream celebrity.
Oh, good for him.
One more for the road.
One more for the road.
I just read the definition.
Of what?
Now you know what it is.
A beard.
You did, really? It's 2018
like
and you don't know what a beard
time,
is?
What is it, homie?
The old man doing in the forest.
What is it, homie? Because you know what?
The
there may be
beard.
There may be other people who don't know what a beard is. So go ahead.
All right.
Yeah. It's a boy or girl hired for publicity.
That's
go
not
ahead.
Okay, that's really,
let's hear
that's
it.
Really
let's
not
hear
what it is.
Yeah,
let's
hear
a beard is I've got a I have a boyfriend.
A beard is I'm gay and I have a female friend. Right. Or a girlfriend, allegedly.
That's another definition in the Urban Dictionary, but that was the one I chose to read.
The one is that if you've got a beard, it's the person who makes you appear to be straight.
Hickama's kicking in.
707 has a message here, and she says, yay, I make the perfect mistress. I don't know
okay.
what that means. Maybe she doesn't
good
have teeth.
For you.
I
got
know.
Pretty eyes, no teeth, and I don't talk.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Long hair, also.
All right. Real quick, Pizza Hut in Taiwan just released a new pizza with fish sticks on top.
Ugh.
Also,
I love fish sticks.
I love fish. I'm actually not anti that, but it's also got pineapples, which means it's just trash now.
Will you stop it? What is your problem with pineapple on pizza? It's delicious.
It's actually
like
awful.
Little sweet nuggets of
it's
deliciousness.
Terrible.
Well, you don't like sweet things.
No, I like sweet things.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I love
sweet
things.
You don't eat ice cream.
I like
something wrong with
I that. Like chocolate chip cookies. I like yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Yeah.
I like gummy bears.
gummy bear.
So how can you not like pizza with heavily salted pizza with big chunks of pineapple on it?
Oh my God, I just every time I see pineapple with pizza on it, I'm just like, that's going
like
right to the trash.
Somebody knows how to order.
Somebody is playing around with God's plan. Drake, everybody.
Oh my God, don't do it. Jesus.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.